This is Don Callaway. This is the 15th of August. It's Tuesday. We're talking here in Healy Lake with Ellen Demmett. My name's Don Callaway. Connie Friend is with us, and Ellen's daughter Agnes is also with us. We're here to have Agnes talk about her life history.
Ellen,
I'm sorry. Maybe? Ready.
I was born in a Fairbanks in a China old village. I was born. My mother's name Eva John. My dad's name is Julius John. And my grandma said Helen. Helen. Right. And she died. She's over 100. And I grown up in our Itapwe, a China village. I was Itapwe to then Creek's name, Indian name, Jason Dig, and we call Camp Rabra Creek. And Chief Luke and Ann Luke picked me up, adopted me. The reason I was adopted, and Abraham Luke's sister died 6 o'clock in the morning, and on that even I was born, so he planned on going to raise me up, and then she died. Then from there, maybe I'm 2 years old, he my Araldi sent message to from Gila Lake. And Gila Lake and man and wife, husband, blind, pick me up. I choose to be my dad and my mother. He brought me up and I got married and I had children. And all the way up to, and my life, very painful sometimes. But I go through. And some special day, I don't know what to think, but I make it. I talk about my history for everybody to listen. And also, I grown up with my mother's Lynn and Jimmy. And once again, my dad is blind. And I grown up over there, and I got married, and I had children. And after all the way through to village, and he has sickness come up, I lose all my children and all my girls. And I end up with, I moved to this village to 1946. Was trying to save my daughter Agnes and my daughter Daisy, move out in this village. And from there we moved to Big Dressel. We sat way in the back on the tent, me and my husband, me and my two daughters. We sat in the tent for a while, and then one person named Alec Joe. He's already sick with his wife and sister-in-law take him away from this village, but yet he died at Big Dressel. He took the body back to Tanner Cross, being buried up there. And me and my husband, we end up with my two daughters. We raised our two daughters. I still have my two daughters, and I lose my son, 16 years ago, last one. And also, we live on the land over there in the village. Springtime, I dig the garden for my mother and daddy. I plant seed for my mother and daddy, because he's so old to do anything. After we plant seed and all, we cut our vegetables, we put it away, back days, no deep freeze, no nothing. So my dad in her basement, we put our vegetables in there, and we live on meat and potatoes all winter. And from the beginning, that my story, that the man going to adopt me, he's kind of like a medicine man, but back days, maybe good reason, he had to be adopted, I don't know. But he's the one bringing me to my mother and daddy, because his wife died and he can't raise me up. And I had two half brothers, and he can't take care of me, and I'm 2 years old. I moved to other village to where I really adopt away. And we do think run full time, we go out. When I get the grown up, I take care of my mother and daddy, turn around, take care of them with wood and go out fishing for them, picking berries for them. I do a lot of things with old people. I put all my life for every one of them over there in the village. I give a hand every one of them. I do that because I love them. And today I don't have either a relative, close a relative, but I had a lot of my niece children come up there. All the way true to my life, to grown up. Like I say, we move to big person, we lose one person. From there to we move to little Gristle. And then my husband became sick, and I had 3 kids. I don't know what to do when my husband is sick. I don't know who to turn to. And I take my husband in the bus to Dartlake around people. I thought better way if my husband died with me all by myself, I don't know what to do. Nobody around me, just sit with my kids. I put my husband in a bus, and I got 3 dogs. He don't accept my dog in a bus. So I walk all the way up from a little gristle. I walk with my 3 dogs. All the way up I walk to Sam Lake in a road. I get so tired, I spent the night there, set my mosquito net. I rest good. Next day I went to Dark Lake. It's where my kids gonna go to school. We stay, my kids all finish school, Dark Lake. And my husband died that late. One little house, my friend, his white woman, her name is Jackie, her husband died. He lot back me up when I need it. Each one gave me a little piece of meat, little piece of zinc to keep it up. And my husband died, take my husband back to Tenor Cross. Been there, there. From there I was out and brush all the time. My old star, the Agnes, take care of Daisy and my son, the one died. She's always there for me, my old star. She's not my old star, middle daughter. She's always there for her brother and her sister. From there, I stay Dark Lake. Some reason I don't stay Dark Lake. I take my kids. I call some of my friend, pick me up back to Little Gristle. And I was up there and brush all the time. There's enough that my kids couldn't eat. Sometimes I come back 12 o'clock at night. That's my kids, I can't. exactly how the native people's life. It's hard to get to eat good, whatever you want. We have to know what we do out there. That's how I raise up my 3 children. Many times I got lost out there and brushed me in my snowshoes. At many times I come back 11 o'clock at night or 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm going to tell this story. This story reach out to someone's life to be strong. If you had to be a woman, you had to be a man. I'm a woman, I go through this lot of pain. But I made it. I always think I get up, I can't do. I always think, yeah, I can do. I go out, see my trap line, my rabbit snare. I do anything for my kids to eat, not to my kids be hungry. I don't have welfare check, I don't have food stamp, like other people does. I have hard life. I raise up my kids with trap line on the land. I raise my children with fish and ducks, moose, caribou, everything what's in my way, I get it for my children to eat. Back days we don't have a refrigerator. When I got my food, I had to stand my feet around the clock to dry my meat, my food, my fish, everything. I got to take care of my base the special way. Too bad, I hope I talk my native tongue, but it's hard for other people, English, can understand. I'm native here, I had to talk to English. I really don't care that much, but it's okay. I really work hard all part of my life. We go out hunt. My mother and my dad go out blind. I'm too young, I can't help. I have to stay home. My mother and dad have babysitter for me. Sometimes my mother is gone. The hardest one right there, my mother, he put gun in my dad's hand. He's blind. He point that gun to moose. And my mother say, ready. And my dad going pull trigger and my dad going get moose. The greatest day he got that moose. My mother and dad work hard for that meat. He both very old. It's hard for me to talk about my bed. Back life, but I force myself in to do this. Sometime, one day, I don't know what to do. Some in the morning, I just don't know what to do. Half an hour time, I know what I'm going to do. Get my snowshoes and out. I'm lucky sometimes 2 hours I sleep. I come inside, I have to cook for my kids. Whatever I got, I have to cook for my dog, feed my dog. Each one give me, take me around the trap dog. Take care of my animals as best as I can. It's hard if my husband die. But to me, I'm very strong to handle everything. I always think, my culture, native life, real precious to me. We put our food. You go out in a brush, I go out in a brush. I begin learn and I go out in a brush. I know which one. If you got no bucket, you know what you're doing. You know how to cook out there. You got out there and you got no nothing. You take some part of the moose, you're going to wash it, you're going to dig the ground. You heat it up your rock with clean stick, you put your rock in that sink and meat already in there. Inside ground, you can cook for yourself if you know what you're doing. You attention, you listen to grandmother and grandfather, you're going to learn. That's where I grown up. It is hard to look back. I can skip a little bit my word. It's kind of hard for me. Some part I have to be cried. Because when I was small, my mother died. And I don't know, I'm just 3 years old. Some reason being blessed, I'm 3 years old, my mother died. Each one going to adopt me. My stepbrother packed me around. He's not my brother, just a stepbrother. He packed me around. Nobody around. He's 12 years old, I'm 3 years old. Her father, Chief Luke and Frank Luke, go to Gila Lake. He both run, father and mother run into some woman. The old man, her wife ready to die, he left his wife with us, with his son. And by time a bear don't know what to do. We have my mother's body in the back to bedroom and my stepbrother shut curtain and no fire going, it's cold. I asked my brother, where's our mother? I thought she's real, my mother, I don't know, I'm just very young. And my half-brother told me my mother sleep. I'm 3 years old and I can't believe that my mother sleep all came. My mother make me a blanket, little rabbit's rope, crochet. That's my favorite blanket. I'm not ashamed of whatever I had to say. I sleep behind the door, that's where I want. I've got little horn make bed, but I don't sleep in a bed. I always sleep behind the door on the floor. That's way I want it, nobody make me do. And I grown up. Later on, I asked my stepbrother again. He don't know what to tell me. One night I was sleep with my brother. My brother just on 12 years old. I hold my brother's neck, I went to bed, I fall asleep and cry. I want to know where my mother. I was crying and went to bed. This part I really don't want to talk about, but I do this. I try to skip it, but I can't. I asked my brother again, when my mother going to get up? He said, let her sleep. Let her peaceful. I say, okay. And then I ask my brother, I want to sleep with you. Go ahead. And I bring my little blanket and I hold my brother. I went to bed. 12 o'clock at night, I get off the bed, drag my little blanket. I go to the bedroom, look around, feel around for my mother and dad. My dad is not here, he's on Gila Lake somewhere. This is, I talk about good pasture. That's where I'm going to be adopted. All my life, all the way through, just don't turn out good for me. The woman going to adopt me die. Her name's Ann Luke. She dies dead. After I sneak out of my brother and I go in the bedroom, I feel around, I'm so small. I get to touch my mother's face. It's cold. And I take my little blanket and I crawl in with my mother, try to warm him up. This is the saddest one, if somebody listen to this, give you a good life. Stretch your life up. This one I talk about, it's painful. I sleep with my mother and covered with my little blanket, try to warm him up. I can't warm him up. My brother get up. He look around outside for me. He thought I went out My brother can't find me. Finally, my brother look in the back. Here I sleep with my mother. And my brother took me, and my brother cried all day. My brother took me out. He packed me. He sits near for rabbits. One rabbit's die, one rabbit's life. My brother tell me this rabbit's died, it's my mama die. This one, life one, that's you and me. And I can't understand. I can't understand what my brother talk about. After a long time, and Frank Luke and his father come back, I told my brother, make me a little stick. He asked me why. Nothing I want to play with. I want a real pretty one. My little hand I do. And my brother make me a little stick. He said, why you want that stick? No, I just want to play with. I want a long one. And then he don't know what I plan on. I'm 3 years old. Abraham Luke told me about time, I'm 3 years old. Old man and Frank Luke come back. Old man go bedroom and old man cry. I'm just 3 years old. I clapped that old man down. I told you, throw away my mother. My mother died without it. I thought my mother died, not by the feet, but it don't turn out like that. It is going to be gone anyway. I clapped that old man down, her leg and everything. He just ran out, never bother me. Old man understand why the little one think. So he ran out and he go out hunt. He bear her over there, sanitaire, he don't even dress her. I remember just like some reason, just like I make a picture. I win the land for this story. Later on, he had potlatch. Either back days, my uncle David Fisher wildlife, just like right now. My uncle go around to village, walk. Right now, Fisher Wildlife gonna have car and everything fly, but don't. My uncle walk, boat to village, my uncle go. My uncle, one day my uncle came, he bring me some little good in his pocket and little mucklack and little mitts. And I show my uncle to meet cash and got my old man and all my half-brother in a tremble. And one of them still teasing me before he die. And when he give me his cane, he gonna be die tomorrow. He told me, you and me, we got two different mothers and you good friend of mine, we not related to each other. My name, my clan's name different, your clan's name different, he told me. And I say, I understand, but I like to you be my brother, because I don't have brother. And at some day, he had potlatch, and all potlatch all over, and then Frank Luke moved to over there and married to Lucy Luke, that's his wife. And Chief Luke married to Mary Healy, but me from good pasture go right straight to where my new mother and new dad covered me with brand new blanket he hand to me. To my mother, Celine. The boy thought to be the day, and by the time all my relatives come along, meet me, and he had dinner with me, and all that, it taught me. Back days, You just don't grab a person. You gotta have big dinner, you gotta get together and chief. You can talk over to chief, and then this chief say no. It's gonna be no, no. Chief say yes. She asks chief. Chief Hiller say it's okay. You guys don't have kids, but her up good. So that's her apart up over there. I grown up over there. That's my village. That's real where I'm blown for it there. Every time I come home, this village just peaceful life for me. I done so many things women can't do. One time we out of food. Our chief, he's out and trap all the time. Summertime, he work on boat. He had a bunch of food. He share all whole village, rice, sugar, whatever people need it. That's our chief. We really have a good chief in this village. People never hate each other either. We got little food, we don't care what kind of night we get together, we eat. Our favorite food, other moose stomach, everything what's our favorite food we eat. We lucky we eat sometimes fresh food when clean land on a lake. Sometimes he bring us fresh food. But we don't care about bacon and eggs. We live on the land. I still do. I don't care about anything. I just want to eat my meat and soup. We get the oil. We want to eat our own food. And I always think in my mind, I don't know why we show our life. Look at the people, especially this village. For me, sometimes I really don't care that much with your wildlife, but that's their job too. But this village people live on the land, all fish, ducks, everything. From there to I moved to a little Gressel. My niece, we got little tent up there, and me and my kids. Stay there and was me and my niece and his mother. Her husband died too. We both have a hard time. I remember her and I will always go up there and brush after I go a little dresser. We make company to each other. Sometimes we don't even eat decent. What we gon' eat, what I gon' eat, I give it to my children instead. Better my kids eat instead of me, why should I gon' eat? I don't want my kids hungry. I never shame of my story and my history. Sometimes I make my flour mix, make little bits. Soup, I go out, I dig it out roots. You guys don't know about roots. I dig it out roots, I wash it, I chop it up, and I boil it. Tastes just like potatoes. And I mix with a little bit of rice. Has a little dinner for my kids, maybe a little bit of biscuit. Sometimes my kids never, we don't eat good sometimes. But I just, I'm a woman, I gotta work, I gotta stand on my feet. I think all part of my life I really work hard. Forty-5 years I work in a job. In a place job I have to walk. Sometimes I walk 2 miles to get my job. Right now all people get jobs so easy life. Get jumped in a car and taken off, still say, woman, oh, I'm tired. I don't believe it that. Some think, oh, I'm so old, I can't do nothing. Me, I don't believe it. You gotta go out, do something. Don't think about your own body, you're so tired. We have to do a lot of things in this village. Again, we moved to Dart Lake for some reason. I can't say how he treat me, I'd not talk about it. And I moved back to Gila Lake and Mokromar, our trap line. I put my kids in sleigh and I take them off. I'm a little grizzled, and my three kids, we all walk back with our feet to Big Grizzled, all the way down, we follow the river, where my husband used to have campfire for us. We make campfire. And I put a little bit top, no matter when the time. Make sure my kids warm. Make sure my kids eat good instead of me. We walk all the way back from a little gristle to down there, where our treading post. The boat's been left, caught a while ago in there. I go out, I pick all those peach, and I melt all that peach, I fix all that boat, and I let the boat dry a little bit, and I put that boat in the water, and I test that boat, no water in there. Either way, no choice. Or else I have to go without eat for my kids. No choice for me, I put dog and my three children. I let that boat go. I in that boat with pipe food. I made it to other side, my boat gonna sink down. I throw my kids in the bank. They in water up to my waist. And I packed my little baby. We got little house there. Native people say it's Adoni. Adoni, that's mean you got to dip here. You got to dip here. No matter where you go, you got to dip here. If you don't, either way, you're going to be hungry. Where I always go, I put rice or flour, anything, just put it in a can, cup it with something. I did when I get back to the house, we eat good. Next day, I go to other side of the hill, to Mokromar, where my mother left the house for me, my aunt. My aunt gave me that log house before she gone die. She told me I couldn't have that house. I stayed with my kids all winter. My oldest daughter took care of brother and sister. I was up there trapped. Full time, either full time, I go out trap for rats. I do that for meat. I use skin, I tan. I make my kids in little moccasin and mitts. My daughter, I make little rat's coot for her, I don't know what happened to. Lot of things. I go out up there in my winter time, I use my snowshoes. I told my children, all this one, I said, when you guys have eat kefir, your brother and your sister can choke with food. She's very good with her sister and brother. She always there when I was up there. One time almost I never make it home to my kids. That day if I never make it home, I don't know what happened to my kids, my two kids. I got lost up there, dark, I don't know where I'm at. I don't either protect myself with flashlight. I have matches in my pocket, everything. I know I can't build far, but yet where I'm at. And I worry about my kids. I don't know what to do. I go and run and run and run that one island. But somehow I stop, stand up in the road. But Thai, I don't know, people pray. My mother prayed a lot when she died. My mother's very good Christian woman. She brought me up. That's why I have good life. I don't feel bad I talk to people either. I don't talk about people's life either. I stand in my snowshoes, I didn't freeze. I know my whole body didn't shake. And the end, I don't even have strength to move my hand. My feet just like ice to cold. Sweat, walk all night. I torch to 3 o'clock in the morning. I stop. I ask people to pray. When I say, God help me. God help me, take me to my friends, my children. That's my biggest prayer. He did open up for me. I find my trail, I make it home. My kitchen had candles. I didn't say nothing, I just walk in. She always had tea for me, hot tea. Twice I must lose my life at the feet of my children. But I'll be that day he all turned around, baby me around. He all spoiled me, whatever and what I did it to. My daughter never tell me no. My son used to treat me like that, from north way come down, bring meat, fish, anything what I wish you. And my son's gone. All my grandkids treat me good. The day I make it up, I really have a good life. I not wish for nothing. It's hard. If we don't try in our feet, we're going to be hungry. We can't do nothing. We have to really try to be understand what we do. After torch to Christmas, I get weary too. Getting snow, I got little bit of flour, little bit of sugar. I sell my stuff, sewing stuff, buy enough groceries and go back. I told my old start I'm going to make a trail. I told her what she's going to do if I never come back. Either you see pain up there, you got to go out showing something. Middle nowhere up there, just me and my kids. I start to walk 3 o'clock in the morning to a mixed snowshoes trail. Next morning I hitch my dog. He stand behind sleigh and I was head up with snowshoes. Pack my little baby. We made it to other side in our house. Next day I make trail to Big Gristle. And I come back 3 o'clock in the morning to my kids. Sleep couple hours and taken off again and we made it to highway. All my fear, I just stand at the road and I catch right and I bring back my kids' clothes and food. Then, after everything settled, Christmas come up. I can either afford to buy something. I make little moccasin for my 3 children, my 2 daughters and my son. I just put a hay behind Christmas tree. My kids used to stand in front of Christmas tree singing away, so happy. After we stayed Duck Lake for a long time, some reason I just can't get along any place where I go. I don't know why. Just nothing the same like before. After I move in my own village. Then of course he had Christmas and by the time I was got a little job. $5 an hour I get paid. Either $1 I save. I don't spend my $1 foolish way. I put that $5. The house I stay, no door, no window. Winter time so cold. I cut wood round the clock to keep it warm. I go someplace, some other store come in my house, eat my little bit of food. I end up nothing. I tell them, you guys talk Thai. Nobody say nothing. Sometimes just for that we go hungry. I get a job, I save money. I don't mess around with my money. I real careful. This guy stopped. I order all supply for my house. Everything. Once again, Fred gave me a hand. I walk right along with him. I help him walk and we had a nice little walk, warm house. Start click. And then I move up to 10 across.
You move up to 10 across.
We stay 10 across for a while, not too long. And I went up to Northway, stay there for a while, and move back to Fort Amal. I was working 7 days a week for the mall. My horse job at Duck Lake. I'm not educated. I just came from a little village and I went to Duck Lake when kids go to school. My horse jobs, I got a hotel room out there and take care. That's 52, that's my horse job. Ever since I worked till 2 years ago, I'm retirement. At $5 an hour, I work for. Either though, I just take care of my money. We live it good, after all. We live it good. So whatever I do. And my horse grandchild, Mary Lou, and my first grandson, Seth Lee Henry, and Mary Lou Paul. The first grandkids I got. Me and my daughter, we think of in the world. My daughter, my other daughter, Daisy. You think of in the world and his nephew. It started off with two, one girl and one daughter. I don't stay there alone where I move, but I work that click. He put me work in children home. I work children home, hotel room, kitchen, bake. I don't go to school. If someone listen this one, you're not educated, don't you think you're not educated? You know what you're doing, and then what you do, what you have to do, you got to think about it. You don't have to think you can't do. I never think like that. In the morning you get up, you prepare for what you're going to do. My boss taught me just on a one day, and I catch on. I walk from there, I walk all summer, I don't know how long I walk there. It's a little bit too cheap for me, so I asked this missionary, Bob Green, I asked if he could find me a job. And then he went up to Fordham Mall, he asked neighbor Scobie and Ray Scobie. And yeah, we need one. He tell Bob Green if I'm a good worker. Bob Green say yes. I went to Fordham Mall, I went to work. I had room and board. I got everything what I need there, and he set me up real good. The wage is not very much, but it's good. I had room and board. Everything I use for electricity and oil. And my boss paid for it. And I worked there almost 8 years, 7 days a week job. I worked long term and I sent my son to Edgecombe School. And he finished Edgecombe School, he graduated there. That's my young son. And my other daughter go to Anchorage for college for 3 months. And she some reason she can't make it, so she come home. And from there, I was work for Scobie, and from there I got a job. Northway, I work for man and wife, hotel room and kitchen. Both way I work. I worked there 2 summers for Miller and his wife. I'm there and I don't care that much to work there because they have bar there. I don't like people drinking. So I move back to Fordham Mall and I work a little bit again, and then I move back to Tok. 64, I move back to Tok and I work there. And my last heavy job is a pipeline camp. Once again, cooking, kitchen. That's my last hard work. From there I walk, go back to Tok. I go to work to rec center with old people. I was bus aide 12 years. All together, 20 years I work for with old people. And I'm in the kitchen. Every job I gotta be in the kitchen. That's why I say you don't need educated to work. You gotta know what you're doing. I know what I'm gonna cook, I know what I'm gonna prepare. I take care of myself for so many, many years. I used to upgrade everything, whatever I don't need, I don't ask somebody to do for me. Now I need a lot of help. Can't do that much anymore. I really care for it for whatever I do. I just gotta care for it. From there, I settled Tok ever since 64. I live in Tok still today. But in the future, I want to move back to Hill Lake. I have mine where I grew up. That's where I want for myself. Lot of things we could do. And my young son married to North Way. He had three lovely children. One adopted, got two girls and two boys in North Way. Where my son. My history story, Fast and North Way talk, can of course, Dark Lake, Little Gristle. We start off with Big Gristle, Good Pasture, Old China Village. I had to cancel some very sad. Maybe the other time it's up my mind, I might talk about it. But not now. But right now I can tell a little bit story from the village. I got talk around our chief. Our chief, he walk in a boat, he's very good hunting, he's very good trap line. That's Pat and Joanne, his grandfather. The grandma lived with, not too long ago, my cousin Jeannie passed away. We all related to each other in this village. We're not different from each other. Our book chief, he goes to, he bring back Lord Gooses with sleigh. He pass around flour and sugar to village. Sometimes he go Fairbanks, he bring back truckload to Little Gristle, bring with dog team. He's very good chief. Just sometimes I just wonder he live with us today. But he left wonderful grandkids to us. Down Wish Camp, that's where. But this time we gotta move to Wish Camp. We're gonna have Wish Trap. We're gonna have Wish for our supply for all winter. We're going to smoke fish. There are fresh fish going to be. We smoke it a little bit, whole fish. We smoke it a little bit and we put it away in the cash. Grease, moose fat, we're going to chop it up. We're going to make grease out of moose fat. Sometimes we put base and fish oil. We got to fix it. We boil fish oil, we put water in there, we boil it, it just tastes like, come out like bacon grease. And we mix with dry bays, blue bays, for all people. Rose hip, you got your porcupine, you cut up porcupine fat. You get grease out of porcupine, you mix with rose hip. That's just why my tea. And we make dry meat. Once again, we take moose stomach, whole moose stomach, we take it out, we dry. And we have a lot of dry meat. We pound that meat soft. We put that moose stomach inside the drum. We put stick drum. We put grease in there. After grease cool off, we put our dry meat. That's real special food. We never eat big either, just little piece, it's not fill us up. All people real careful for the food, never eat all the time, just got to eat good. He used to tell us, eat good breakfast. Maybe we eat good dry meat and good, maybe sometimes fried potatoes with moose grease. You gotta prepare everything, blueberries, cranberries, highbush berries, all kind, wallop, you just know what you're doing. You got to put it away. I think lots. You see, like every time I come down and hear a little kitchen come with meat, and just every time I come here, like I gain weight, that's why I get smart. You know, like while I go, where you bring me good things, with whatever I'm hungry for. As native, we gotta have our fish, ducks, meat, moose, caribou, porcupine, anything on the land. We're hungry for. That's where we lose many, many, many people without the food. I live and talk. I don't eat all those. Pat and Joanne, he always bring me dry meat and whatever, ducks, everything. Right now I'm not hungry anymore. I don't wish for meat anymore because all my niece friendly and grown up. He all keep turn. Help me. I'm really proud of my village, the way I want kids run. Compared to other village, people live on this easy money, make you lazy. You just sit on your butt, your chair, you bring money come to you, you depend on so much. I'll do that right now. I'm waiting for my sister cute. My little retirement check not very big. I don't have a lot of income like other people. I have $250 and my little retirement money is not enough. Right now oil costs too much. I don't know if I'm going to survive. My dad and all this helped me. But we have to be strong for that. We don't go hungry. The reason I say this, I want this when young children here in this village, full time, that aren't did seek, that aren't the adept, are so vegetarian care. That's mean full time, leaf tan to yellow, leaf getting old, fell down here, you young, you're gonna sleep. It's no good. He don't let us do that full time. All the time he just treat us bad, just train just like army. We never talk back and we never nag to nobody for that. We gotta do. Believe it or not, we go out camp. He camp mile from creek. Little bit of snow out there, we gotta run. Native people don't live and drink overnight water. Other day, my daughter talked about you, I just must bust with laugh. How he remember that? My mama, me and my brother, we pack water, me and my sister, we pack water. My mama spill it in the morning time. And my mama tell us pack water and we look at each other. We never say nothing, we get water. And he tell his granddaughter, just see, here out of the garden. We go down with odd socks, we go down by the creek. You're going to have a wrinkle on your face. We wash our face with cold water, ice water. We had to do our hand like that, make sure we don't have a wrinkle. And we bring back fresh water. And boys go out, get fresh wood. Native people are tough, don't have easy life. That's where Pat learned from his grandma. I guess his grandma taught him. Pat don't have an easy life. He go out, pack, bring his food, paddle canoe, get fish. I not brag about it, but I real proud of Pat way he keep his life up. He make a lot of little good stuff for his relatives too. He put a little bit of food on the side for us, even taste. And I real proud of. In the village over there, we go out hunt, we got moose. At high night, we all get up and we eat together fresh food. You go out, camp far, you gotta have stick to cook your meat. You got no pot and pan, but you're still going to cook, you're still going to eat, maybe you can drink water. You got lost. And you really get lost, you know which one to eat at the most, little bit of roll, give you strength. All those I know. Exactly real, a part of all I know, I remember all the stories. My grandpa and my mother and dad passed me on all I know. And I got a lot of things to talk about it. A lot of things good way we take care of ourselves. A lot of good way we can do. And sometimes don't turn out good. We all get together, we talk about it. I always put my grandkids together. I leave with them or pass on to my life to them. Some my grandkids don't listen. I asked one, my grandson, I'm strong, it's Robert Paul. Let's go down the river, go with me. I'm going to show you how to walk for food, how to... No, Grandma, it's too cold. I don't have patience for those. I thought, gee, what kind of kid's that? So I don't talk grandkids anymore. But right now, I really work hard with one. At least one I want to learn out of me to pass on to other one. Old people talk, the young people just don't ignore. You better stop listening. That old grandpa, old grandma say something, you drop everything for them. Respect, listen. You're going to learn something out of them. Maybe this person, maybe this woman, maybe she don't know, maybe he going to learn something from this tip. Maybe someone going to be strong from this tip. Whoever going to listen to this tip, he going to be strong. If grandma can do, we can do. The pain, sometimes we run into bad pain. My mother and dad told me, don't run into that sharp pin. The trail you walk, sharp stick, gonna stick like that, you're gonna run into. You know what it means? That's not stick. You go run in to your real hate on your heart for sister and brother. You run into the tremble. You can't back up. You already there. All these that we have to understand, we have to listen. This village, quite a few children out there. I want this tip. I want young kids listen, learn something from others. The campfire, all I talk, campfire cook. You can cook your dry fish in a campfire. Most fat, you're going to cook most fat, and you're going to eat most fat and dry fish together. Maybe dry meat. Your favorite food, you're going to boil, you drink soup, no junk in there. I want my soup, no salt, no pepper, no nothing. I don't want no ketchup in my food here. I want to eat my poker pie, I want to be clean, burn, just like old days. You know, skin, poker pie, take flavor out. You don't wash your stomach, most stomach, just pure white, you got flavor out. I'm an Indian woman, I want my food just perfect way I grown up. This one, I want young people listen, he always wash food too much. And flavor out, ruin that food when you wash too much. You got your fresh meat out there, live on meat cash. You smoke it a little bit and go ahead, work on. put it away. You don't wash your food too much. As native people, we don't like that. Make sure you cut your meat good, clean. Make sure you gotta have something under your mouth before your skin. Make sure you prepare. Make sure whatever you're gonna do. Fish. What's up there on the land? Rabbits. I think I still remember all how to take care of food. I could. Take care of your rabbits. You're gonna eat your rabbits all winter without any freeze, without any spoil. I guess I'm getting so tired, so until tomorrow.